Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh yesterday launched a special campaign in New Delhi for effective redressal of family pensioners' grievances. The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare, as part of its 100 Days Action Plan, has undertaken a month-long special campaign for effective redressal of family pensioners' grievances from today till the 31st of July, in which 46 ministries and departments will be participating. This special campaign seeks a substantial reduction in the pendency of family pension grievances. The government has sought suggestions and response from students and parents to develop a robust mechanism in the National Desking Agency, NTA. In a social media post, Information and Broadcasting Ministry said that high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of Dr. K. Radhakrishnan has sought suggestions, views and ideas from students and parents. The ministry added that they can express their views on reforms in the mechanism of the examination process, improvement in data security protocols and structure and functioning of the NTA. Students and parents can send responses till 7th of this month to the committee. Christian Institute of Health Sciences and Research, CHISR, Dimapur, and St. Joseph University, Jomo Kitima, yesterday signed an MOU at CHISR boardroom. The MOU was signed in the presence of 14 members from both the parties. The objective of signing the MOU is to set out the general principles of mutual cooperation in the fields of education and research. Both the institutions will also encourage mutually beneficial academic collaboration and intellectual assimilation, which may include faculty, staff or students exchange programs, organized joint seminars, conferences and workshops, sharing of facilities on mutual consent, imparting vocational and skill-oriented training and other programs to benefit students and staff of both the organizations, and joint research and academic activities leading to academic excellence. Nagaland Police has taken various initiatives regarding the implementation of the new criminal laws yesterday. A press release stated that all the units of Nagaland Police were instructed in advance to conduct training of investigation officers who are instrumental in the implementation of these laws. It said efforts were made to translate the important portion of all three new criminal laws, namely BNS, BNSS and BSA, to sensitize public in their own dialects. Investigation officers have been asked to conduct rallies and seminars for creating awareness amongst general public. In addition, seminars on the new laws were conducted for police personnel at police station levels, ward members, students, NGOs and village elders. Pamphlets and documentary materials were also distributed. Banners in local dialects were displayed at town areas. Further, the state police said it has been ensured to have partnership of all important stakeholders of the society. Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has announced the results of Civil Services Preliminary Exam 2024. Candidates have been informed that marks, cut-off marks and answer keys of the examination will be uploaded on the Commission's website only after the entire process of the Civil Services Examination and Indian Forest Service Examination is over. The stage is all set to conduct the first Miss Universe Nagaland India open audition today at Niyatu Resort, Jomo Kitima, marking a significant milestone in the state's pageantry landscape as it makes its debut in the coveted pageant. The event is being held under the Aegis of Beauty and Aesthetic Society of Nagaland, organizers of Miss Nagaland. The open audition for the selection of Miss Universe Nagaland India will commence from 11 a.m. while spot registration will also be available from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The panel of judges for the open audition will include Amjad Khan, Director of Operations and Marketing, Miss Universe India, and Asmita Chakraborty, Miss Tourism India 2023. The winner of Miss Universe Nagaland India Open Audition will receive a direct entry to Miss Universe India, a national level platform affiliated with the Miss Universe pageant. And in sports, Assam Rifles, Sentinels of Northeast football tournament was kicked off at the Assam Rifles Training Centre, ARTC, Dimapur yesterday. Addressing the event, Inspector General Assam Rifles North, Major General Manish Kumar, emphasized the role of sports in fostering unity and discipline among both civilians and troops. He expressed hope that the Sentinels Cup would serve as a platform for showcasing sports talent and strengthening the bonds between the armed forces and the civilian population. A total of 8 teams with 2 pools are participating, and a final match will be played on 13th of July in Shillong. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.